All right. Welcome to episode 63. I almost said 36.
I mean, no, we've done a lot more than that. I was going to say, no, you can say, but no, we've done a lot more than
Yeah,
that.
63 of Eat, Drink, Write, an Urban Fantasy Whiteboard. We are going to be talking about naming characters, which is so much fun.
Yes.
First, how was your week?
Oh, it was pretty good. I feel like my week's all run together now. So it wasn't last week that I did my talk. It was the week before that. So that's, I don't know. I couldn't tell you what last week was. I couldn't tell you how it, I don't know. It was good. It was good. There was nothing to complain about. So it
Well, I had a nice romantic getaway with your dad this weekend. So that
Oh, yeah.
we went up to Helen because we had to go up and do fix my booth up there because I have a booth with all my crap stuff that I sell. So we went ahead and went up Thursday night and Friday night and came back Saturday because I have a chaos court this week. So I had to come back Sunday to work all day Sunday to get ready for that. But that was nice. But
Oh,
today
that's awesome.
I'm back in chaos court. So I'm really tired and the time changed.
Oh, yeah, the time change. Yep.
So
I love
there
to see
is
it.
that. What are you eating and drinking?
So I already ate my food and I forgot to take pictures of it, so sorry. But it was a ginger dressing salad. Ginger salad dress whatever. I don't know. It was a salad with ginger dressing and
Yum.
then miso soup. So
Oh, nice. So
and it was very good.
from a Japanese place or something?
Yeah, we ordered sushi. Sydney and I ordered sushi on Saturday, I think. And it came, we pigged out on sushi. Like, we got a lot of sushi. So it came with like an extra salad and soup. So I ate that today. And then
Very
I'm
nice.
drinking my usual English breakfast tea because I was going to have a drink, but then I had some drinks last night. And I was like, well, I said so that I would have been drinking like 4 days in a row. And anyway, I've got tea.
Yeah, I seriously considered having a drink tonight because it's been a long day, but
Yeah.
I'm back on the strict keto,
Yeah.
which I mean, the drinking doesn't take you out of ketosis, but it stops the ketosis
Right, like slows it
process.
down or whatever.
So I am drinking a La Croix, a
Oh.
tangerine La Croix.
Well, that sounds good.
And I was starving because I got done with court and then immediately had to do our notes for this. And I went ahead and ate, and now we're doing this because this comes out tonight before midnight. So
Yeah.
I apologize in advance for the lack of editing that this is going to have, but I'm really tired. So,
Yeah.
but we had spaghetti for dinner with
Oh, yeah.
noodles,
That
which
sounds great.
it was really good. So
Very nice.
your dad made that for me.
Good, good.
I have jokes.
Ooh, let's hear them.
So since we're talking about names, I looked up jokes about names.
Oh, gosh.
So thin mints are very inappropriately named. No matter how many I eat, I never get thin.
I figured it had to be something along those lines.
This one says, I asked a girl for her name. She said it was Pitaka. I said, that's an unusual name. You don't hear that every day. And she said, actually, I do. Because it's her
Because it's
name.
her name. Wow.
My son Luke loves the fact that he's named after a Star Wars character. My daughter Chewbacca, not so
No, not so
much.
much. Poor Chewbacca.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's good.
So anyway, naming characters, tell me about it.
Yeah, so I figured, why talk about it in the first place? And there are actually a lot of reasons that I'm personally really excited about talking about it today. So, coming up with names can be difficult. I was actually just talking to one of my friends recently, about how hard it is to come up with characters and name them and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, yeah, no, it's definitely difficult.
It's like one of my favorite things, though.
Oh yeah, no, it's great. I absolutely love it because it immediately pulls you into that character, the character that you have. Yeah, so the character names are important. They set a lot up for your story. Sometimes a character name can carry meaning in your novel, so like it can be symbolic. Character names can help flourish your character's personalities, and the right name can help your reader identify with your character. So I think all very important reasons to think about like why naming your character is important.
Definitely.
So how can we go about naming our characters? And there are a few things that I found to keep in mind. The first of which is like just being realistic, which I think probably applies to like literally everything when it comes to you know, writing your world and creating your world. Yeah. Common names aren't bad. So like, you know, they can create a sense of reality. I know a billion Taylors personally. So like just knowing my own name is out there a million times, like a character named Taylor automatically makes sense to the reader. Right. Assuming it's, you know, set in this world or whatever.
Right. Right.
So yeah, you've got to match the world that you've built. If Taylor is a common name, then it wouldn't be weird to have another character named Taylor or whatever.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. Consider your character's age. So, you know, when was the character born? Like the name Velma is like a perfectly fine name for a character born in like 1920 or whatever. But one born in like 2003 is a little weird unless they're like a Scooby-Doo fan.
Which would still be weird.
Well, yeah, I guess, but fair
maybe,
enough.
Maybe the sister is Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry. I didn't make you didn't mean to make you choke on your drink.
It just almost came out my nose. It's fine.
You know, yeah. Actually, to go along with the knowing what time frame your character's set in and with given the names, there's a www.names.org. It actually shows you a graph of names over time.
Oh.
So I would imagine in the 1920s, like you were talking about, Velma might be up here.
Right.
You know, and in 2003, it's going to be down here. So that is a really good place to go and look for the era that you're writing on and see what names were popular at that time.
That's super cool. You know, I have been writing for like 10 years, 11 years, something like that. And never used names.org.
Yeah, me neither. Actually, I just discovered it when I was researching for this.
Neat.
Mm-hmm.
Magic is common in urban fantasy. So like you would have vampires, werewolves, immortal beings. So like going along with this, knowing your era, you know, you're probably going to have, or not probably, but you could have a character that's, you know, hundreds of years old. So researching the time period of like the 1800s or the 1700s would also be something to keep in mind as you're naming characters. Cause you're probably not going to have like a, I don't know, very modern name back in the 1800s.
Yeah. That's like in True Blood. The vampire that was, I think he was, it's been a long time since I've watched that. I never did read the books, but, I think the soldier was named William, which was a very common old fashioned name. Not that it's not okay today. There's still Williams today, but yeah, it wouldn't have had a name like Chase probably. I don't know that Chase was common back then. So interesting. Yeah. Oh, and good thing to keep in mind too is that names like Courtney used to be male name.
Yeah.
And now it's most definitely in our time a female name.
Right.
So keep that in mind too. If you would, it would be like that song, a boy named Sue. You know, if you name your character from the 1800s a name that's now a boy name that was a girl, you know, whatever, be aware because it's not going to come off right if you have that gender issue depending on when they were set.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, also consider what the character's parents are like. So, you know, something to think about, especially for your main character, which this reminds me of Beck's parents and how she ended up with her name.
Yeah, because the parents are the ones that are the ones who give the name. So you is helpful, you know, and Beck.
Poor Beck.
She's named after Beck's beer. And that's because her mom was drunk on Beck's beer when she conceived. She was a groupie. She doesn't even know who Beck's dad is.
Yep.
So yeah, Beck is Beck.
Yeah, poor Beck.
Which explains some things about Beck.
It explains a lot of things about Beck, let's be honest. But you know, if their parents are more normal, they might use a family name. Cause like, you know, dad's side of the family has the family name of Lee. So, you know, potentially your character's, family could have a history with a specific name.
Mm-hmm.
Also think about location. So like different cultures have different variations of names. So like Mary, Maria, Miriam, Marie, like those kinds of things. Those are all, very common in different parts of the world.
Yeah, dad being Mike or Michael, a lot of the people that he works with in the landscape industry are Hispanic, and so they call him Miguel, which is the Spanish version of Michael. So yeah, you're right, that's interesting. Another thing to think about is to check the root meanings, you know, being a Latin major, there are some, if you're making up names, since we do fantasy, or if you think a word sounds cool, research it because it might mean something that you don't know about. Or it could be overkill if you're trying to have your main character be, you know, loyal. You don't want to have all these different names that mean loyal, unless you do want that. Sometimes you want that overkill. There's a reason to write that way. So just research the root meanings as well, which I think we all always look up, you know, I want a word that means loyal, and you look up, you know, how do you say loyal in Latin? How do you say loyal in German, to try to come up with name ideas?
Yeah, definitely. That's a really good point. Be consistent. So like, no matter what you do, just make sure you're consistent with the names. You know, don't call someone John and then call him Jonathan for the rest of the book. Like, who is this John? And it turns out it's the same character.
Oh, good point.
Nicknames are pretty common for people in general, but like, be consistent about who uses those nicknames, and don't use too many of them. I think that can end up being very confusing for your audience.
And trite as well. You know, everybody has a nickname. So yeah, I mean, consider how familiar a person is to use the nickname. Like, there may be one person who calls their friend Bitsy because they've known each other from childhood. But as that person has grown into adulthood, they introduce themselves as Mary or whatever the name might be. But this friend might still call them Bitsy because that's the way they, you know, and that also gives depth to your book because it shows you right off the bat that this character has a deep relationship, or at least a long-term relationship, with this main character or whatever character you're naming.
Right.
Also think about age when it comes to nicknames. I love nicknames. I use them all the time, but I was thinking about your bad guy in Louis and Delaney, Oris.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, okay, in childhood, he might've been called something cutesy. But if anyone tried to call him a cutesy name right now, they would be dead.
Yeah.
Except for maybe his mother, which might actually be kind of funny. You might have to have his mom appear in a book and call him, or maybe Oris is the nickname and we find out in a book later that his full name is something else. That because his mother comes in and says, John Henry, why do you do that? And I can just see. Anyway. That just kind of struck me as funny, but yeah, some people are not going to have nicknames. You know, it's not appropriate for Oris to have a nickname. No one is comfortable enough around Oris to call him
a nickname. Right.
Yeah. They might call him something behind his back and I bet it's not flattering, but
probably not,
but never to his face. And then on that note, it made me think of the Huckleberry Finn book. I don't know if you were required to read it when you were a kid.
Yeah, I did.
But everybody calls him Huck all the way through the book. But there's that one woman, I can't remember what her name was, but she always called him Huckleberry.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Huckleberry, and always, but everybody else, he was Huck. And that helps show development in your story and the relationships between your characters as well. So names aren't just, I mean, it's important the way you use names as well as the way you name your characters.
Definitely. I think it depends on, you know, point of view. I do the same thing in Louis and Delaney. I can speak, where everyone calls Louis Louis. She prefers to be called Louis, but Oris does call her Louise.
Oh, and that's right.
He will not call her anything else. And, you know, she asked him once to call her Louis, and that did not end up well. So he calls her Louise, but to everyone else, she's Louis.
You know, it's kind of like when your parents get mad at you and it's like, Sherry Roberta Schmidt.
Taylor Jade Ellison.
Yeah, you know you're in trouble when those words come out.
Taylor Jade. I'm sorry.
Yep.
And I was just talking about this. Consider character point of view, because it's going to be very different. Like with Louis and Delaney, that's coming up a lot today. Louis talks to Delaney's cop friend, and his name is Cameron. And so Delaney always calls him Cam because he's her friend, and they're very familiar with each other. But Louis does not like him. First of all, he's a cop. Second of all, she doesn't know him that well. So to her, he's always Cameron. And so I always make sure between different chapters, depending on whose point of view it is, he's either Cam or Cameron.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. So just be aware of like character point of view.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Kind of thing. And then we talked a little bit about it before, but think about your genre. So we're talking, I mean, this is an urban fantasy podcast. So, you know, I mentioned that before with the vampires and the werewolves, just being aware of the names that you choose based on your genre.
Mm-hmm.
If it's set in our world, obviously you'll have names like Taylor or, you know, Sherry, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the old beings and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I found some other techniques for coming up with names. I found one called the mashup technique, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
You take two names and you kind of put them together. And I was like, oh, I've actually done that because your sister, Riley, mm-hmm. is named after my dad, whose middle name was Reinhardt, and Mike's dad, whose name was Lee.
Yeah.
So Riley is why we named her Riley. I mean, not That's only awesome, is man. It a cool name, I think, but yeah. it's also a meaningful name for us as in my family because of, it was the two grandparents.
Definitely.
And then there's also the swap up technique. If you're just stuck trying to figure out a name that, it, you know, nothing sounds right, take a regular name and change the ending. So, for example, your name, like you were talking about, there's a ton of Taylors. We'll take Taylor and you can change it to Taven, which I think would be a great guy name. Or Teora, which is kind of a weird name. But yeah, so take a regular name if you're just stuck and change the ending.
I feel like that's also especially good for like fantasy names or potential like urban fantasy.
Or dystopian names where it might have started in our world now, but it's in the future where everything's broken. But you know that those names would have morphed over time. Like
came from modern names. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also make your names dissimilar. So, you know, try not to give different characters similar names. Names that are too similar will confuse your reader. So like, don't use a name Lori for one character and Lauren for another. I will definitely like combine those characters in my head.
Super important, especially if you have a lot of characters, like think Game of Thrones. You know, if they all had similar names, we wouldn't know what was going on. It was hard enough to know what was going on
without similar names.
Yeah. And then I saw another tip that was interesting. I thought it said, try to avoid using names that end with S, like James, because it makes it hard to say I'm going to James's house.
Oh, that's true.
You know,
that's
and the way you have to type it with the S apostrophe S looks weird and it might pause your reader. You know, and go, is that right? Is it S apostrophe or S apostrophe S? And, you know, so not that that's a hard, fast rule or anything, but just be aware of that.
Kind of related to that, actually, naming your characters something like Will. I'm trying to think of another example in Cant, but Will, because like if you go back through and you're trying to find, you know, if you go back and you change his name and you decide to change Will to Brandon, I don't know, and you go through and you click, you know, find and replace, you're also going to replace all instances of she will do this, you know, so just be aware of like things like that.
I hadn't even thought of that. Good point.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, again, you can do it and you can specify word, like you can get word to, you know, only do the capitalized wills so that you can do that. But like, just be aware of that as you're writing. Because I think you can specify, hey, please find all of the words will, but with a capital W only. I'm pretty sure you can do that. But anyway, just to throw that out there, because I think in Mac, I did have a Will and I changed his name.
so you learned the hard way.
I did, but I don't remember. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Yeah, because even if you put in the capital Will, anytime you start a sentence with Will, it's going to be capital.
Yeah. Ugh. So I did do that. That was very fun. And I'm pretty sure I did go through the entire manuscript one by one and changed his name. And I decided to change his name to avoid that in future manuscripts. Be aware. And then some other tips that I've got for naming your characters is don't give the two characters names that start with the same letter. I don't see this as being a hard, fast rule by any means. I think there are certain instances where you should do it. I don't know. But it's basically for the same reason that I talked about a second ago with like confusing your reader.
That's interesting.
Yeah, well, because like again, Louie and Delaney example, Courtney got Connor and Cameron confused.
Oh.
Because both of their names started with a C.
But one had cool socks.
Connor.
And one was kind of a boring cop. Well, he's not boring, but
he's not boring. I like Cameron.
I like Connor. I like his socks.
Wow. Cameron's boring. I guess I should fix that.
I don't know. I haven't read the most recent manuscript yet. I've got it. Oh, you were supposed to send it to me in Kindle, or not Kindle, but in whatever that format is. Yeah, yes. Kindle.
Yes, Kindle. Okay.
Read it easier.
I think what I need to, anyway, we can talk about that later. Okay. There's a thing that we have to do in order to get it sent to your Kindle.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll talk to you that after.
Okay.
This. Try to avoid names that sound similar. So again, I'm kind of reiterating things, but this is more along the lines of like rhyming names. So whereas, you know, before I was talking about like similar names like Lauren and Lori, this is more about like rhyming. So like Chelsea and Kelsey, you know, like that kind of thing will also get mixed up in your reader's head.
Yeah. You know, what would help with that is to say them out loud.
Oh,
say that name. Cause then you'll catch, cause on paper, Chelsea mm-hmm. and Kelsey look totally different.
Right.
But when you say it out loud, that's when you realize. So say their names out loud to play with it. See if it sounds right.
Yeah. That's a really good tip.
Yeah.
And along those lines, also avoid names for two characters that have the same shape. So like Darren and Karen, which like those do rhyme, but like, mm-hmm. you know, if they have the same letters, whether they're pronounced differently or not, just be aware that in your reader's mind, at least in mine from personal experience, I will like confuse those two characters. That was Karen kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So choose easy to pronounce names. Like I am personally guilty of reading a fantasy novel and coming across a really long, very strange name and just basically pronouncing it as like blah, 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 in my head. And I don't care about the name. I don't care about like how long it is. I don't even read it. I'm just like, oh, it starts with C-L, blah, blah, blah. And that's the rest of it. So well,
that's like in Harry Potter. I don't know how I pronounced Hermione, but it wasn't Hermione. It's not a name here in the United States that is
right.
a common name, which I think it may be over in Europe. But
yeah,
when I found out how it was pronounced, I was like, oh my God, I've been saying it wrong this whole time.
It's like Hermione or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was Hermione or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then also given our genre, like you said, we don't have to have names that sound alien,
right?
But we can.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so like Chitara, which was C-H-apostrophe-T-A-R-A, is the name of my main character in Dragonfire.
Yeah.
And it's in it's a fantasy world. It's not in urban fantasy. It's a fantasy. And she actually named herself. It just came to me. I had no choice. That was what her name was.
Yeah.
And my dragons also in my twin saga, they do have names that are the blah, 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 that no one can pronounce. And so in that book, humans have learned to call dragons by three letter. And they actually call themselves that because of their dealings in long, long time ago with humans.
Yeah.
They learned that humans couldn't say their names. So they're these, you know, like nil or, you know, whatever.
Right, right.
They're all three letter.
But like three letter names, like little nickname things.
Yeah, but
that humans can pronounce.
are unpronounceable.
Right, right.
So, yeah. So just, you know, but Hermione, I was so shocked because I read, I don't know how many books I read before it came out in movies.
Yeah.
I don't know if I had read, I don't think she had finished. I don't remember the time frame, but I just remember I was aghast.
Right, right.
That was how you pronounce that word.
Yeah. Well, I remember our babysitter when we were little too also pronounced it really weird. And I remember thinking, huh, interesting. Like when the movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid name association. So like obviously names like Elvis and Adolf come with their own connotations.
Oh,
so just be aware if you did have characters with those names, your reader is likely going to make those associations with your character.
Which you may want. That may be why you name your character that, you know,
right.
This depends. But like you said, be aware.
Yeah.
Also something to think about is alliteration, like mm-hmm. Bilbo Baggins and Severus Snape.
Right.
Those are powerful names. And I think the two letters going together, it kind of rolls off your tongue and it it, you're going to remember it.
Yeah.
So your reader is going to remember it. And also with those two names, Bilbo Baggins kind of sounds happy and fun, and Severus Snape sounds severe and
very serious,
scary, yeah. And serious. Yeah. So think of that too when you're naming. Also be aware of how the name sounds together, your first and last name. And this goes with saying it out loud. Like if you have a woman named Ima and her last name is Baker, which is a common name, but you say, I'm a Baker, that might not be the route that you're looking for with that.
I don't know. I kind of like that character name.
and it may be what you want, depending on what type of story you're
going. It'd be like another Beck's parents situation. Uh-huh. Where they're like, I'm going to name my kid, I'm a Baker. Or like my little cousin, his name is Brock. And the family name is Lee, so he could have been Brock Lee.
That's so true.
So, you know.
Also check name origins. I was reading when I was doing this research about a guy on a blog that he said that one of his books, he had an Asian American attorney and he loved the last name Kwan for that character. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until he said the books were published before he realized that that name Kwan was a Chinese name, not a Japanese name.
Right.
Which is a huge problem for people who know that. They're going to read that and know that.
And know that you didn't look it up and everything.
Yeah. So Google the name. It might be a real person.
Yeah. And
you could end up getting sued, honestly, because they might think that you're writing about them. It might be somebody with some kind of story, and just be aware. I mean, we all say, you know, the names and places are fictional, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But if this is a name that is really strongly associated with a crime or some tragedy or,
I mean, just fair enough.
Google, do your research.
Yeah. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Also think about symbolism. So, you know, the themes of your novel can come into play in your character names. So are there any names with meanings that fall in line with your themes? What about your character's personality? Like, personally, I have a character named Aiden, and she is the first character that I think I came up with for my own novel. So this was like 11 years ago where I came up with her. And so I was like, well, I don't know how to name a character. What am I going to do about this? I was like, well, I'm just going to go and figure out, you know, what meaning do I want it to have? And Aiden means little fire, and it matches her hair color. And it also matches her fiery personality because she does not take any shit.
Yeah. So. And it's a great name. It's a very modern name. So it fits very well into this world right now.
Right.
I like it. I like that name. You know, Katniss in, whatever that series was, that name is named after a plant that means archer.
Oh yeah.
Which is perfect. And it's a great name. And it's kind of a sci-fi futuristic name.
Katniss. It is. And very fitting for that character.
So yeah, that was, I thought, very awesome. I didn't know that until today either.
Yeah. That's cool. I knew it was a plant. I didn't realize that it meant archer for some reason. That's really neat.
Mm-hmm.
What other resources could we use in order to find names? Cause we told you like a lot of things to like be aware of, make sure that you do this, think about blah, but you know, are there any resources we can use to like actually look at names or whatever? And baby name websites, are big. I use them all the time.
Me
all the time.
Too, because those are handy in that they also give you the meaning of what the name is as well.
Yeah.
So that's huge.
Yeah. Also name generators. This is great for like randomized suggestions.
Yeah. My favorite, which I think I've talked about in several episodes before, is the www.fantasynamegenerators.com.
Mm-hmm.
That woman that does that website is absolutely brilliant. And she's got names, you know, you were talking about werewolves and vampires. She's got categories with vampire names and werewolf names. And, you know, if you're wanting someone with a German type ancestry, German names,
that's cool.
You name it, she's got it. That website is my number one go-to writing a book research site.
It is really good because it doesn't even just have character names. It also has place names and you can do city names and like all that kind of stuff.
But, I mean, and even what is the word when you create a monster monster family, you know, that has names for those things. It's got witch names. It's got, you name it. You all have to go check it out.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic resource.
Mm-hmm.
Also simple things like, which, you know, to be fair, I don't know that anyone has one of these anymore, but like a phone book is a good way to kind of go through and look at random names that might jump out at you and all that. But again, I don't have one for sure. So, but one thing that I do use is movie credits. I love looking at the names that scroll by. You always see like a good mix of last names and surnames and first names. So I think that's a really good way to just be like, oh, well, that would be a really cool name. Cause like, I've noticed that I get stuck in like trying to figure out surnames and I'm like, well, you know, I could think of like what ethnicity I want them to be, what nationality I want them to be, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I still get hung up on like the common ones, you know? And so like, I think movie credits is a really good way to like find some weird ones in there.
Speaking of movie credits, and this really has nothing to do with anything, you know, the Lizardi family.
Yeah.
Ryan. Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Ryan was listed in the credits of he's working in the movie industry here in Georgia.
Oh.
And he actually made it into the credits for whatever it was that he did on the set. Isn't that cool? Someone that we know.
That's awesome. Yeah. Wow. That was weird. That's a blast from the past. I went to elementary school with the Lizardis. So yeah. I'm now 27 turning 28. So wow. That was a long time ago.
I'm thinking this might be their youngest, which means he's he's not too much
younger than I am. He's got to be in his 20s or something.
So, but that was cool. Speaking of movie credits,
that's awesome.
Little fact there.
That is really cool.
I mean, there's tons of stuff about naming characters. And I think a lot of it just, you know, some of my characters name themselves.
Yep.
Some of them I struggle with. It took me forever to come up with Harper.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually was researching on the name generators and baby names and all that, trying to come up with names. And then finally I came across Harper and I'm like, that's it.
Sometimes you just feel it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's like a character is like, yeah, like I'm not going to tell you what my name is until you see it. And there it is.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to my friend about it. I mentioned it earlier and she was like, you know, I'm just struggling so hard to come up with names. Like, can I just call her blah girlfriend, blah dad, whatever. And she was like, you know, I think people come up with either names or descriptions of their characters first. And I was like, I'm not sure about that. Cause like a lot of the time I end up coming up with dialogue for my character before anything else, before a description, before the name. And then I go to the baby name websites or movie credits or whatever and find a name that like
matches. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So hopefully this helped you all out a little bit. That's all I've got. Did you have anything more?
Just my interview question and the sentence for this week.
Okie doke.
So which of your character names is your favorite and why?
I love naming. Beck, I mean, is hilarious to me.
Yeah.
The reasoning behind it. What kid wants to know? Great. My mom got pregnant with me she was having an orgy and drunk on Beck's beer and she named me after it. Thanks, Mom.
So
that is funny. So I like that one for sure.
Yeah.
I really am partial to Fable.
Oh yeah. That's a good one.
And Quill. And both of those are in the same book.
Yeah.
That's my Hallow series, the Elemental series. And Fable, I like her.
Yeah.
Her character is a trip and I absolutely love that character.
She's very interesting. Yeah.
I don't know if that's why I love her name so much, but she named herself too. Fable is not a name that you will ever find. It's not a name.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Quill's another teenage character that I like to write so much. And I don't know how I came up with her name. She named herself and she's also a funny character. And so I don't know, again, if it's the name that I like so much or her character, but the names fit those characters.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you?
I was thinking about it, obviously, because I'm the one who came up with this question. And I really like Aiden. First of all, I really enjoy giving women masculine names.
Mm-hmm.
just really enjoy it. So Aiden is really good. It also has meaning towards her personality because she's just a shit show. Mm-hmm. So a little fire really matches her. Mm-hmm. I have a character in my Aura series named Fawn Madsen. And she, I really like the name Fawn. It's just unique, very different.
It is. But
her last name is part of why I like it so much, because she, just based on her story and her backstory, is a little crazy. She's a little nuts. So her last name is Madsen.
I love that.
And it works. Yeah. And then likewise, also in the Aura series, I have a character named Joey Victor. And Victor is really interesting because in her story, she's actually doing gladiator style type fighting. And so her last name is Victor.
Victor, like a winner.
Yeah. Right. So that's neat. I like all three of those. But Aiden, if I had to choose, probably Aiden.
Oh, and this is funny too. Speaking of names, Daddy wanted to rewatch Justified.
Yeah.
Which is a really old series, but it's a good one. And I don't think we ever finished it. So we've started it from scratch. And it was so funny that this came on right as we had picked this topic, because one of the characters in like episode 2 or 3 was named Trevor Travers or something like
Trevor
that.
Travers.
And everybody was making fun of him. Is that a porn name? Is that a real name? All the way through this episode. And I'm like, I've got to mention this because our whole episode is about naming names. And this poor guy, well, he's an asshole, but the guy got made fun of all the way through that particular show.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, they're like, is he a 70s porn star or something? I'm like, yes. Yeah.
So poor dude.
be aware of how the name sounds.
And use it exactly like that. Put it in the writing. Like if you want to name your character Trevor Travers or whatever it is, make people make fun of him because they will, because people are mean.
And it was great because this guy was an ass. And so it was wonderful that.
Oh, good.
You know, that. It worked. It just really, that show is really well written, surprisingly.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Really well done. And the acting is incredible.
Yeah.
But the characters, the Boyd character, I don't know if you ever watched Justified.
I've seen like a couple of episodes because of you guys, but I definitely didn't watch the show.
But that Boyd character has got so much depth and the acting brings it to life. It's just, I really like the writing in it.
Yeah.
You said you have a sentence.
I do. And it's very simple. It can be used. You can use it in dialogue or you can use it as not dialogue, whatever you want. But it's what's in a name.
Perfect.
So,
all right, y'all. Thank you for listening. Hopefully this was a good topic. I enjoyed it. I had fun.
Yeah.
Love naming my characters. Come check out our website. It's eatdrinkrightpodcast.com. You can email us there. You can contact us there. You can get to links to the podcast either on YouTube if you want to watch it or on any of the, you know, Spotify, anywhere that you listen to podcasts, all the links are there. Let us know what topics you're interested in talking about. Jen, we know you've still got a couple we haven't done yet. We will get to those at some point. Thank you to our patrons. We really do appreciate
you. We love you
very, very much. If anybody is interested in becoming a patron, you can check us out at patreon.com/EDW. And we will see you next week.
Thanks, guys.